Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thank you for listening. Good show this week. We've got Rich Eisen from the NFL Network and now Roku, and he's also doing Monday Night Football for Westwood One on the radio. And we go through some NFL topics with Rich, get into his situation, just re-signing at the NFL Network, and talk about things we change in the NFL, who we like, what we're impressed with after 2 weeks. So, very good conversation there with Mr. Eisen. Following him, Sal Licata joins me as he does every week for the weekly Train of Thought segment. We read a lot of Apple reviews this week and bantered about DirecTV with their streaming issues during week two of the NFL and got into a couple of other things with my buddy Sal. So Rich Eisen followed by Train of Thoughts on this episode. Before we get to it, just a reminder, if you missed last week, Andrew Marchand for the New York Post was on to go through the latest sports media headlines. Al Michaels 2 weeks ago, Matthew Berry 3 weeks ago, Roman Reigns 4 weeks ago. If you missed any of those, give them a listen. Subscribe to the SI Media Podcast and leave a review. We will read it here on the podcast down the road. All right. That's enough housekeeping. Let's get to the show. Rich Eisen followed by Sal Licata right here on the SI Media Podcast. All right, joining me now, SI Media Podcast regular, always fun to have a conversation with Rich Eisen from the NFL Network and now Roku and Westwood One. Did I leave anything else out?
Oh, man, you know what? It's just, there's so many pieces of media you can only hope to contain me, as DP might say, you know?
Yes, all over the place.
Yep.
I want to get to some of those media outlets.
Thank you.
Obviously, we have to talk about some NFL topics. I'm going to piss off a lot of the non-New Yorkers, though. I'm going to start real quick. How into the Aaron Judge as a big Yankee fan? Oh. Chase, have you been?
I was coming back from a Roku event. My new partners had me at a symposium up in Northern California. So I was on the runway at San Francisco International, watching Aaron Judge's final at bat on my MLB app on my phone, and an 8-4 game, and just had to see it. Guy homers, and it was just glorious. It's the greatest. It's amazing. I took my kids to the game in Anaheim when the Yankees were here, and he hit 50. It's just, there's nothing like it. And the fact that he's doing it, and doing it after turning down money, you know, New York athletes get chewed up and spat out when that happens, usually.
Yep.
Not usually, almost always. And then doing it in the second half of the season when the rest of the team has totally fallen flat. He's the most valuable player, period. End of story. He's number one in so many different rankings and categories. He's currently, as we're talking right now, leading the Triple Crown. He, you know, when kids want to speak to him, he's available. He gets down on a knee and he looks them in the eye. I mean, he's a dream come true, and Hal Steinbrenner better take even a small percentage of what he spent on AC Milan and give it to Aaron Judge. Whatever he wants, it's a blank check.
I'm glad you mentioned it, because I was going to ask you. You're a diehard Yankees fan. I'm a diehard Yankees fan. Am I completely out of my mind and just a complete dope because I think the Triple Crown might be more impressive than the 61, 62?
You're not.
Average home runs, RBIs, any leads in runs and walks.
And war and OPS and slugging. And he's only 15 off the leader in stolen bases, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we've gotten so wrapped up in the home run thing. It's like, no, this guy is putting together. I hope he gets the triple. I hope he can get the average. You know, he's got a, we're taping this on Wednesday. He's got a 0.1 lead. So hopefully, I'd like to see him get the Triple Crown more than even the home runs. I think that's a really, that is so rare. The home run thing, it's become so tainted, and how do you judge it and what's the record and all that. Triple Crown, to me, you don't see those often at all.
Well, while we're pissing off most of the rest of the country by having this conversation, Jimmy, the honest answer to all of it is it's impressive because of where he's doing it. You know, the whole idea that Ohtani is doing what he's doing and how remarkable it is spot on. Of course it is. He's a unicorn. He'll be somebody that our grandchildren, you know, knock on wood, you know, we'll be talking about with us and their children. He is that amazing, but he's doing it in Anaheim, where maybe five reporters are around his locker after a game, maybe two, maybe three. Come on. I mean, what Judge is doing and the manner in which he's doing it after turning down the money, it's unbelievable how he is basically telling the Yankees, you're writing a blank check. I'm going to fill in the amount and you will pay it. Otherwise, George M. Steinbrenner III will come out from whatever grave he's in and strangle his children. This is exactly the type of move the Yankees should make. And I can't wait to see how it plays out. I don't know if they're going to win at all. I think Houston's a much better team. I have a concern about their ability to win at all. But it's just been incredible to watch. I love the guy.
Yeah,
love
it. It's added a lot of fun the last 4 to 6 weeks. Did you happen to hear on Tuesday night, when he hit the 60th home run, did you hear the Pirates television call of the home run?
No, I have not.
Okay. I led my column with it on Wednesday. It is so fantastic. I laugh so hard. We're going to play. We'll play a few here so you can hear it. Shelby, hit that clip. This is the Pittsburgh Pirates TV call of Aaron Judge's 60th home run.
There it is. Number 60.
Ties Babe Ruth.
I don't think he was impressed.
Oh, maybe he was too busy eating sunflower seeds, right?
I don't think he felt the moment.
I don't know.
That was fantastic.
I mean, you know, it's just another kick in the nards, one would think, but they were up 8-5 and they got O'Neill Cruz. I mean, there is some reason to be happy.
You know? Just hit on it there. The Pirates at that point were up 8-4. That home run made it 8-5. You think, okay, he would maybe say, what a season for Aaron Judge. You know, it was before the comeback was complete, but right. I loved the misery in that call. All right, let's go to the NFL, because I know that's what the people want. Okay. Well, before we even go to the NFL, let's talk about you for a minute.
All right, brother.
NFL Network pregame show.
Yeah.
And your daily radio show just had a big change, going to Roku. Mm-hmm. Tell everyone where they can find everything, what's going on with the show. Give us a little update on that.
Sure. NFL Network. I signed for 4 more years, Jimmy. Very excited about that, which my contract now takes me through year 23 there.
Wow. Have you ever come close to leaving?
No. I mean, negotiating with the NFL, this just in, sometimes it's not a lot of fun, but the commissioner himself has been terrific. He's always been a man of his word ever since I started, saying, if you need me, give a call, when he was the COO of the NFL. Now he's the top guy in the NFL, as we all know, for quite some time. This is, again, season 20, year 19 for me. So I've re-signed there, and I just love being with the same people that I've been with for so long. There's still some originals with me. And I just love being the tip of that spear. Game day morning, I love doing that. I love doing the draft. Love doing the combine. So my schedule is the same. Very excited about that. Looks like I'll be calling some games this fall on NFL Network as well. Excited about that.
Whoa. What's the story situation there?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to say which games I'm doing, but I'm excited about the, I love calling games. There's nothing like being at the stadium, nothing like being involved with a broadcast. I just dig it. I loved calling baseball games at ESPN and love calling games whenever I'm in the booth for the NFL.
So wait, what game, I'm legitimately, this is a bad job by me. What games do the NFL Network have? Is it like those Saturday games late in the season?
There's one there. Yeah.
Okay. And
some, yeah. And so
because I thought with Prime, they were out of the business of airing games.
Right. This is, you know, me in the booth and I'm excited about that. And I think the announcements are going to be coming soon. And then I've got, you know, this show and I'm so excited about my new world and the fact that my show as of 2019 late 2019 getting a call from DirecTV saying that the audience network was being turned into a Barker channel for HBO Max made me want to curse the streaming world, and it's been the greatest thing to happen to me in this program with 2 years of Peacock and now you know, multiple years with the Roku channel, and what they have planned for that platform and what they have planned for the aggregation of all the sports that you can get with all the channels and all the apps that are available on Roku. And the fact that you can watch the show and get the Roku channel on every Roku device and Samsung smart TVs and Amazon Fire TVs, all Amazon Fire TV. And, you know, I was at this Roku event again, with the group in Northern California yesterday. My wife was sitting in hosting the show with Marshall Faulk and had Ed O'Neill on and Stephon Diggs talking about wanting a Christmas card, getting a Christmas card with Josh Allen. And I was watching it from the event on my phone because the Roku channel is available on the Roku app. And then there's the desktop, the RokuChannel.com, but it's all free. That's the key part about
it. So that's what I want to get to people. Anybody,
I know you got to be in your bonnet about paying for stuff these days.
Are you going to be in front of Apple TV Friday night when Aaron Judge hits 62?
Is that
you'll be one of the 13 people watching? Here's my thing about streaming. If the Rich Eisen show, if I can go to my phone,
yeah,
download the Roku app,
yes,
and watch the Rich Eisen show on the Roku app, I have no problem with streaming. No problem at all. What pisses me off is I spend $200 a month for cable for the Yes Network, and then the Yankees have the balls to put their games on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. Well, Apple TV is a Major League Baseball deal. Amazon Prime is the Yankees. So it's totally different situation. And the NFL on Amazon Prime, I don't care about because I'll watch the NFL no matter where it is, what time, what channel, what planet, right, whatever you have to do. Baseball, you're pushing your luck with what you're doing. Big time.
Well, I guess you got to get used to it. And I know you, I follow you on and I have for years, Jimmy. You know, I know that you want to switch around when you're watching the game. And you saw, I don't know if you saw my response. It's called the input button, you know, and I think you need to get used to it because more live sports is going to be winding up on streamers as more and more people, you know, get more solid internet connections and have the ability to share their screen to a television through their phone. I think that's the way that this world is going.
I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about that. The reason I didn't respond to you is because I didn't want to get into a whole back and forth with people jumping in to the fray, because with my TV, I have to hit the input button four times to go from the HDMI of the Apple TV to the HDMI of the cable. Like you have to go down the thing or whatever. And that is still, even hitting the input button is not, that's not the solution. What I want to be able to do is what I do on, let's say, a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
I have Channel 5, local Fox in New York. I'm watching the NFL. And there's a lull in the action. Some player gets hurt. Here comes the card. Okay, all I have to do now is hit 576 and I'm on the Yes Network. That's what I want to do when I watch television. I'm old. I get it. I'm out of touch. Everything's about streaming. This is my own little OCD type of thing. It's fine. I got it. But
the I totally get it. And I totally understand it. That's one of the things that I'm kind of thrilled about, you know, obviously being born out of DirecTV and AT&T in this show. And we're on the campus of AT&T here. And this is year eight. My eighth anniversary is coming up in about 3 weeks' time. And I loved my time there. And when I got a call to say that they were getting out of the business of this show and the Dan show before it, because the audience channel and the audience network was going away, I was broken up. I mean, it was totally crestfallen, but it turned out to be a blessing. I now own the show. I own the IP of the show, and the streaming world that I was cursing, saying, you know, while that streaming world is taking my show off of audience, it's been an incredible blessing. More and more ad-supported shows are winding up. The fast channels are very popular. The channel was on in Peacock was terrific to be on. You know, my show is now has its own channel on the Roku channel. It's channel 210. You obviously can't beat that. It's like my old days of SportsCenter. As soon as my live show is over, the show that I just did live is now re-aired. It wheels times over. And, you know, soon the Roku channel is going to have more and more and more live programming around it. It's a very exciting spot to be on. And again, I understand that streamers sometimes gets the side eye from, you know, old school folks, but it really is the future. And I love it.
I want to be very clear about this too. My issues with streaming are only for live sports. Uh-huh. If the Rich Eisen show on Roku, I was surprised too, because I remember when ESPN, when they recently did the Derek Jeter doc, that was seven parts. And I would tell people, oh, you should watch it. Where can I watch it? ESPN Plus. Oh, I'm not watching it there. I'm the opposite of that. I have no problem putting on ESPN Plus and watching a Derek Jeter documentary. My only issue is with the live sports. So I just want to
get that up. Right. There's paywalls and stuff too. And again, that's why, again, Roku channel is free. And, and that's, you know, and the future with this show and that platform is, I'm very bullish on it. Very excited. Yeah.
So let me ask you about, quickly, I looked it up. So I see NFL Network has the international games. They've got Christmas Eve, and they've got a little Saturday late in the season. So I guess that's where we'll see you. You don't have to confirm that. But I forgot the NFL Network was doing all those international games.
You know what I need to do? Here's what I'm going to do, Jimmy, while I'm on here. I don't know what happened to my phone. My phone is somewhere. I could text to see if I'm able to do something.
Okay, you do that, and then
I don't know what the hell happened to my phone. Normally I'm right around it, but go ahead, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
How can you not be near the phone? I mean, you're in the media business.
I don't know, because I've got a wife and three kids, and that thing can go off at any time about anything. So you never know.
You know what I was curious? This is such a basic, simple question, but I was just curious what your Sunday routine is like for a couple of reasons. You come on the air super early. But 9 a.m. Eastern, but it's 6 a.m. your time. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious when the show's over, what you do to watch the games and like what the rest of your Sunday is like. So if you don't mind, like I said, it's a very basic question, but just for shits and giggles, take me through like your exact Sunday.
Yeah, it's an early wake up, very early wake up. Call time is anywhere between 5:15, 5:30. And then I'm on the air at 6, 4 hours of that show. It's a bear, but it's a blast. I do love the guys that we do it with. I mean, it's year 12 for me doing that show. Mooch Curtin, Irv, and I have been together, and we adore each other. Rachel Bonetta came on the show last year, and Cynthia Freeland's been on for a couple of years before that. We genuinely do really like each other a lot, and I love doing it. And then when that's over, the NFL Network's got a remarkable screening room in their new jewel of a place that's built across the street from SoFi. So, you know, certainly when there's eight or in the first week of the season, nine games on at once, I watch it there. Then I go home and pop on the Sunday Ticket app, and I'll watch multiples at once and, you know, hold on for dear life, because I've got a 14, 11, and 9-year-old that sometimes don't really give a shit what dad was up to or what time of the day they were up to.
14, 11-year-old, they don't watch the games with you at all?
My 14-year-old son is really not that much into it. He can be sometimes, but he has other interests. My 11-year-old is way locked in, my 11-year-old son, and my 9-year-old daughter is beginning to get into it a little bit more. You know, I try not to push them if they're not that interested. Right. Yeah, that's basically about it. Yeah. And then the Sunday night game, and then I'm ready to pass out. It's time to go to sleep because it's an early wake up call. But that's my Sunday. And then getting ready. Usually the Sunday night game is when I'm talking to the bookers for this show about what's going on for Monday and right. doing a full recap here.
Right. Is it ever, listen, I know it's a great, you know, it's a dream job. You love your job. I get all that, but is it ever, when that alarm goes off on a Sunday at 4 a.m. or whatever it is, are you ever like, oh God, this is rough. This is rough.
No.
There's never 1 week where you're like, I could use an extra hour here. Right.
Well,
now.
I mean, you know, early on when I was doing it and I did, and I thought, you know, I'm a man in my early 40s, mid 40s. I can handle, you know, that late dinner on Saturday night. And then, you know, the wake up would come real fast, head thumping a little bit from the extra glass of wine that you shouldn't have had. Yeah, I mean, sure, but it really is, you're right. It is the dream job, you know, and I know you said that to try and I do that too in interviewing people. You front load the answer that you think is just the rote answer.
Yeah, because I'm going to say,
give you that answer. That right. You blocked me out. You blocked me out from giving you what you consider the rote answer, but except the rote answer is the actual real answer, Jimmy.
I can't believe over 18 weeks, there's not one Sunday when the alarm goes off.
Don't shortchange me the postseason, sir.
Oh, the postseason. Well, but those games are late. Oh, no, those games are the same time. Well, no, they're later after the first week.
After the first week now, those are brilliant. Oh, my God. Those
there's
late
just, start. There's got to be one Sunday morning when the alarm goes off and you're just like,
where I'm like, shit, fuck. What am I doing? Oh, God, I can't believe I got to talk football on national television for a living.
It's not about the job. It's about the physicality and mentality.
No, I understand.
Mentality.
Not time to make the donuts, man, but it was time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Yeah.
Do you get into all of the media stuff that I sort of cover and that really drove headlines with the broadcasters switching networks and the doubleheader and the overlap and the Amazon Prime?
It's my industry. Are you kidding?
Okay. So let's start with this. The Monday Night Football Week 2, the overlap instead of straight doubleheader. What were your thoughts?
Didn't like it at all.
Okay.
Didn't like it at all. I even reached out to the executives of my league and like, what's the thinking behind it? The general sense is to get two games, you get a better shot at getting a better game in case they're not that good. And unfortunately we got two games that were blowouts.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that great. From what I heard, ESPN was given a liberty more than not to try and split screen them both. I was waiting for a lot of those split screens. Didn't see them.
There were a lot of people pissed because a lot of the split screens I think came in the Buffalo game.
Oh,
and the Bills fans they didn't want to see anything related to the Eagles.
I get it, but they're in the third quarter of a game where, you know, I guess the Buffalo fans should take heart in the fact that the reason why that split screen was being shown a lot is because the Bills were beating the shit out of yet another opponent.
Yeah.
I guess they might have been, figuring that there were too many split screens that were messing with their world, but it's because the Bills were messing with yet another team's world. So
I give ESPN a break for that because it was the first time they've ever aired the overlap doubleheader, and they're experimenting there. But if I were ESPN and you do an overlap next year, lose the split screen. Don't make the same.
Oh no, I wanted more split screens. Again, it just but I'm used to watching multiple games at once. You know, I'm used to watching five games at once and being able to pay attention to it. I've done that for almost 20 years.
You got to get two TVs, then you don't have to split screen it.
I got you. You know, it's a first class problem, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, you're an NFL media, you know, legend. Get two TVs. The overlap. I had no issues at all with the Amazon Prime presentation, broadcast. Again, like I've said and written, I don't want to watch anything live sporting event on streaming, but take that out of it. I thought I had one moment where it froze for like, I don't know, 15 or 20 seconds once. Not the end of the world. I thought it was totally fine. What did you think?
Al is one of the greats in the history of the profession. In any sport, sounds great. I thought he and Kirk Herbstreit were a really great listen together. Fred Godelli is as good as they come producing it. It looked great. It sounded great. It's, you know, along with Seattle versus Denver, so far the only competitive nationally televised games through 2 weeks. So it was great to see that. And, you know, I, again, it's a streamer. So sometimes people will be screaming about, you know, the feed and this and that. It may be, you know, your internet provider.
That's right. I will
say this. If I had to choose between the reason for, you know, the screen to spin or whatever, the picture to not be 1,000% what you're used to broadcast quality, I will take, if it's one of two things, I would take that it's your internet provider and your internet feed more than Jeff Bezos's technology.
I cannot disagree. So my screen froze for like 15, 20 seconds. I posted a video on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Heard from someone in the business right away that started with, go to your settings, make sure the 1080p. And I'm like, you just proved my point about why I don't want to stream live. That's it right there. You just proved my point. But putting that aside, I thought, like you said, I think a lot of people stream that game who probably didn't have great internet service, because the common person who's not in the media like us, they don't know that this is your speed and you should get this speed. And, you know, it's going to take a while. But I thought they couldn't really have had a better week one. That was my opinion.
Look, Al is one of my favorites, and he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know,
I ask every media personality who comes on, especially in the NFL world, this question. Next year, it looks like, who knows, but it looks like next year it'll be Brady in the Fox booth. How do you think Tom will do as a game analyst for Fox?
I think he'd be great. I still got to see it to believe it. I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, I know it's a great chunk of change and it's a lot of money. I don't know. I have no insight. This is nothing personally. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And I'm not saying Brady's not up for it, but if he's been grinding for 23, 24 years, it's still a grind in its own way and its own self. And you're seeing, I think what Peyton Manning has done with his post playing career is more of a blueprint that I would think that Brady would follow, which is, you know, think about it. Peyton Manning could be making that much money in the booth himself, right? Instead, he's got his own production company and he's doing the games, but not all of them, only 10 of them. And he's doing the games from his basement and he's got the rights to the games. Right. Omaha Productions is not paying the NFL for the right for Monday Night Football. Disney is paying that right to the NFL to put it on ESPN2 for Peyton Manning's production company. I mean, want to talk about you know, wiring the table for your own personal, you know, schedule and your own professional business that you're trying to grow.
That's what I love about Peyton with this. And what I love about it is he's not lying and playing games with people. He comes right out and says, I don't want to work 18 weekends in a row.
I don't blame you.
Thank you for the honesty. It's nice to have someone tell us the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. It's more than 18 weeks because you're going to have a playoff package. And again, it's not the same thing as a grind of an NFL playing career where you're always at the facility and you're there every day. I mean, you can have more of a family life and obviously, but it's still a grind. And again, I don't know if Peyton, God bless him, is making as much money as Fox has put on the table for Tom, but he still has a growing business. His production company is just going to get bigger and bigger and better, and more people are going to want to be in business with him. I mean, he's now hosting a game show. I mean, he could do whatever he wants, and still be as relevant as ever, calling Monday Night Football games with his brother for his own production company. He doesn't have to leave his house.
I mean, for only 10 weeks.
Talk about wiring the table. It really is amazing what he's done.
And 10 weeks only for Peyton.
And Brady could do that too. I can imagine Brady could write his own ticket like that, you know?
Yeah. The Brady one, when that news came down, I mean, that was really interesting to me. Just the length of the contract. The money is, you know, it's, I'm curious to see what all the other stuff is that he's going to do for Fox besides actually call the games, because there's going to be. They're not paying him that money.
Or he could have the Romo package, which is, you know, you get paid to do the games and nothing else. I don't know. Does Tony do anything else for CBS?
I don't think so. No. He's got it good.
Okay. I should have drank water with the Roku side up. You know,
Go. He plays in some golf tournaments, and that's about it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
I'm going to put you on the spot with this question because it probably requires...
Thanks for that.
No, it's an easy question, but it's probably one you would have wanted to think about, but I'll ask you right off the top of that. If I put you in charge of the NFL right now, what would be one or two things you would change right away about the NFL? Now, we have this league that is... Listen, America is addicted to the NFL in a way that is scary at times. The ratings are huge. Everyone loves it, but it doesn't mean it's perfect. So are there one or two things, whether it's a rule change, a TV change, anything, what would you change?
My rule change would be if you fumble the ball into and through the end zone, the ball still belongs to you.
Okay.
I can't stand it. I don't understand it. I understand that the end zone is hallowed ground, that if you do place the ball into that spot with possession, it's worth 6 points. I understand that. But if the ball is fumbled 1 inch in front of the pylon, it's yours. If it's fumbled 1 inch behind the pylon, it's not yours. It goes to the team that more likely than not has played such poor defense that you're on the doorstep. I hate that rule. And one day it will happen in a Super Bowl and the whole country will be freaked out about it. And then we're going to spend the entire non-playing season with the competition committee fixing it. You might as well just fix it. Come up with a reverse touchback where it's the same down, but the distance is now from the opponent's 20. So you lose 18 yards in loss of down, or it goes back to the original line of scrimmage and loss of down, whatever you want to do. There should be some penalty if it's yardage, loss of down. However, you should not lose possession of the football. I hate the rule, and it will come back to bite the entire league in its behind when it happens in front of the largest audience possible.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. I mean, I don't think anyone likes that rule. I mean, I think you'd get...
Oh, no. You talk to coaches, they're like, just don't fumble it. You know, Belichick, you see Belichick's teams never reach out. I mean,
they're not allowed.
Yeah. Justin Fields reached out for the pylon on Sunday Night Football. He was lucky that he didn't lose it. To me, what it does is it penalizes risky play, and it penalizes aggressive play.
Right.
And it rewards those for what? Being fundamentally sound? I hate it. I don't like it at all.
I would say this. I don't know if this is true, but I've always heard over the years that the rule on the Patriots, the Belichick rule, is you are not allowed to extend the ball at the pylon.
You never see
it. Now, to me, that is very telling. that he has that role and no other coach has that role, and he's the greatest coach of all time. You think these coaches would maybe try to learn from Belichick.
No, I think your other coaches have that rule. You're right. I just think I hate that. And another rule change is I would make it a penalty if it is a goal to go situation from inside the one and so, a team goes on shotgun in offense. It should be a penalty on the spot, a pre-snap foul. If you even go remotely close to shotgun inside the 1 yard line and it's inches to go and you go shotgun, you might have even a fine on the franchise, Jimmy. That would be what I would make.
I don't love that one, I'll be honest. I think if the coach wants to be dumb enough to do that, you let him do it and they suffer the penalties. The other one, here's what I wanted to ask you about the first one, about the ball being fumbled through the end zone. Correct me if I'm wrong. You would know this way better than me. Does that rule change ever come up when they do the proposals? I've never seen that.
I keep bringing it up. I've brought it up to Pereira. I've brought it up to Blandino. And I've brought it up to multiple NFL executives and multiple competition committee coaches and general managers. And their answers are, it only happens 5, 6, 7 times a year. There's no reason to do it.
All right.
Don't extend the ball. So,
right. No, I got you on that one. I think that one would be popular to change. All right. 2 weeks into the season, give me a couple of things, 1, 2, 3 items. And it could be anything. It could be a player. It could be a play, a game, anything. Give me like 2 or 3 things you absolutely love right now. 2 or 3 weeks into, like, for me, I am obsessed with Mike McDaniel. I can't get enough of him.
I love him too. I heard about him, believe it or not, first time ever heard his name mentioned was the comedian Dan Soder, who came on my show in studio. Those who watch Billions know him as Mephee. And he told me about a friend of his who was the run game coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, who told him about a play that they were going to run in the first series, sets of downs for the 49ers in an upcoming game, saying, we've got a play in. And it's going to go for a touchdown. And he watched the game and it went for a touchdown. And he said, he's brilliant. He's going to be a coach one day. And we're like, okay, sounds good. And then he became a head coach years later. And, Soder mentioned how he's funny and McDaniels sort of sounded funny as well. So when he first came on the program, I said to him, I have 3 of my favorite coaching cliches. I'm going to help you out. You should try to avoid these or do me a favor. Use any of them in your.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yep. So I gave him the 3 coaching cliches of it is what it is. You can control only what you can control. And I don't have a crystal ball. Those are the 3. The you can control only what you can control can be removed during training camp season when there's a holdout and you reinsert. The cliche of I'm only talking about the guys who are here. So I gave him those options. And he said, not only was he going to do it, he's going to do it in his next press conference at the combine. And he did all 3 of them. I walked up and high fived him and that made NFL.
Yes, I covered that in my column. That was one of the things that got me into Mike. I mean, I was into him from the beginning. Yeah.
Right.
And just a breath of fresh air.
And now you're seeing, I just had today on today's show, Andrew Hawkins, another fellow Roku channel host. And he told a story about Mike McDaniel was his position coach when he was with the Browns in 2014. And McDaniel taught him how to get off the line of scrimmage with certain steps that he said, if you use these steps off the line of scrimmage, I guarantee you're going to get a free release every time. And Hawkins said that he was being taught these releases that were counter to what he's been taught his entire playing career. But McDaniel rethought it, said, try this. And he said it worked every time. And I said, so you're meaning to tell me that this is the information that's now been downloaded to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle? And
right.
Yep.
Right.
And I'm like, so you watch the Ravens game and you're sitting there going, yep, I know this is what's happening. And so that is a great story. It's so
bizarre to hear you mention Mike McDaniel coaching in 2014 because he looks like he's 12. So that's a trip just to hear
this
that.
This is when he, as he mentioned this past week, he was unshowered between Sunday through Wednesday. So
right. Do you think any other coach, you don't have to name a name, but do you think there's any other coach in the NFL who would have used the phrases in the press conference that you would ask them to do?
Oh, man. Let me think about it.
The answer is no.
Probably not. Probably not. You know, he definitely is. I could tell that he had some sort of way about him that was unique and unconventional, you know, but then again, you know, you put yourself out there, because if you flop, if you like, say, start making decisions similar to Nathaniel Hackett in your first two games, I'm serious. Like, and I'm not saying
I can't coach.
Right. I'm talking about, well, I mean, he's a first time head coach too, who's an offensive mindset. And I mean, Nathaniel Hackett's dad was in the profession for decades. So, you know, so if you come out of the box and you're not winning, or you're making decisions that make you wonder if you can hack it, you know, and that's not, I'm not saying that, you know, as a pun. But no, no, I'm serious. Like, that's that, you put yourself out there when you're that quirky or unconventional. And so him being 2-0 is fascinating. I love what the Giants are doing at 2-0 with Daboll making these decisions, and Saquon being the leading rusher, as we're currently sitting here. I hope for Giants fans that's not similar to the Sam Darnold MVP talk of last year when he was 3-0. You know, I mean, so you never know. We're marathoning, we're not sprinting, but those are some great stories. And obviously, what the Buffalo Bills are doing is truly amazing, and their offense is breathtaking, to say the least.
Now, see, you could go two ways on the Bills. Everything you said is true, and I'm not, this is, I'm not trying to be negative in any way, shape, or form about the Bills, but I have a feeling a lot of Bills games are going to be unwatchable. That game on Monday was unwatchable. Unwatchable. Once they get, I mean, they're going to be up like 21 points at halftime in a lot of their games.
If these games are unwatchable, they will be big, big news stories, because I've got their schedule in front of me here. After they visit Miami, they're at Baltimore. They're going to be at Kansas City week 6. They're home for Green Bay week 8.
All right.
They're home for Minnesota week 10. They're at New England week 13. They've got.
They will kill Minnesota and New England, especially New England. New England can't keep up with them.
They take on Miami again, and they're at Cincinnati week 17. Going into the season, if you know the Bills were the consensus pick, I chose them as well. Yeah. You would have thought, okay, the teams that they're going to have to beat is last year's one seed, Tennessee. Check. They're going to have to beat, obviously, the Rams, last year's Super Bowl champs. That was check number one. Then you think you're going to have to, obviously, win your games in division. That's a check. They're going to have to check that box week 3. They're going to be actually at Kansas City, which has been their bugaboo the last 2 years, beating Green Bay, maybe when they face them. I mean, honestly, and Cincinnati, last year's AFC division champions. So they're going to face every single one that you'd think they'd have to get through in order to prove themselves. So if they are blowing them out, that's a major story, to say the least.
I think we'll see how it plays out. You just reminded me when you mentioned that you and your crew got a lot of blowback when you did your Super Bowl predictions, because every single person on the NFL Network group picked the Bills.
We don't plan that out the same way that we don't plan out, you know, what suit we're wearing. And sometimes we're all wearing the same color. We look like we're NFL Network security. You know, we don't do that. We just say what we believe. And thankfully, the biggest blowback, though, wasn't that. It was Michael Irvin choosing Kirk Cousins as his MVP. So we got
anything will top. Nothing's going to top Desmond Howard's college football final.
Desmond, of all the teams to try and blow it up, it's Appalachian State, you know, so you got it. They got a Michigan man again, you know,
Texas A&M. And that was rough. Let me circle all the way back to the beginning when you said you re-sign with the NFL Network for 4 more years. You've been there for 20 now, you said?
19 year. 2003 is when we started. This is season 20.
Maybe this is mean, but I got such a huge kick out of the day there was a report that you were a free agent and possibly leaving, and you were like, I signed last month. What? Take me through, like, you seeing the report. Did you see it on Twitter? Did someone send it to you? What your react? Like, because that's when you're in it like that, that's got to be pretty bizarre.
Look, and I was, I go back and forth on it. You know, I mean, I didn't pay it any mind because I knew what was going on. You know, I knew I'd agreed to terms in mid June, and I knew what was going on. And so you're in one of those situations where you either address it and give it a new news cycle, or you just let it alone. And I just decided to leave it alone. But then my phone starts blowing up with people saying, I hope you're okay. I hope it all works out. You deserve to find, you know, a new spot. If they don't, they don't want you anymore. They don't deserve you if they don't give you what you want. I mean, and I appreciate all those texts, but it just started blowing up.
Right.
And then it kept hitting Twitter again and again. And the reporter in question hit it a second time on Twitter. And then it took on a new life and another new life. And so I'm like, you know what? I will address it just so I could get it out there and not have to see it. And, you know, I decided to do it here. I mean, I have my own platform. So I did it here and decided to just address it and be done with it. And of course, I got some responses from fans, and they're not wrong, too. Like, you know, you're complaining about it and you talk about players' contracts all the time. How does it feel to have the shoe on the other foot? And my answer was, I'm not complaining about it. Other than the fact that I'm complaining that my phone is blowing up with well-intentioned friends and colleagues with armed with the wrong information, and had a phone call been placed to me at the very beginning, I would have at least let them know, you know, you're not on the right track here. But
so there was no phone call at all made to you or your agent before a story went out saying you're a free agent.
I woke up one morning and I got text saying, hope everything's okay. And are you leaving NFL Network? I'm like, why would that even be a conversation?
All right, let me play devil's advocate for 1 second. Is there any reason, why was there no NFL Network press release when you resigned or at any point?
Feel free to ask another question elsewhere.
Okay. Not for you to determine.
I don't know. I mean, I'm proud of it. Yeah. I'm happy about it. And I, like I said, when I first started it, it was a crazy time in my life. And the fact that I'm still here in this business where things change, where again, I got a phone call 3 days before Christmas from the folks here at DirecTV saying, we're done. Anybody could tap your shoulder and say it's over at any point in time. I don't take it for granted. The fact that I'm now, you know, going to be there up until year 23 and hopefully beyond, you know, I mean, I'll still be, you know, in my mid to late 50s when that happens. So as long as I'm enjoying it and I do every day, and the NFL, as you know, is a narrative generating machine that lays, you know, adamantium eggs. It's not just golden eggs. So I love it. It's great. And so I'm there.
Last thing I should ask you before we go, you're now doing also the pre and halftime of Monday Night Football on Westwood One.
Year two.
Now you don't go to those games.
Well, I mean, whenever, if it's here in Los Angeles, I'll pop in there. But no,
I was going to say you can't do that and do a show. That would be impossible.
No. Yeah. So I'm doing it in Los Angeles, and I love it. You know, I don't know if you know the Westwood One people, but Howie Dennerhoff and Westwood One and
our. Well, I know Harlan does a fantastic job.
Oh yeah, and Kurt does it too. It's kind of so. But the people that they've had the NFL rights, national radio rights for decades, and they've had it forever. And again, Howie Dennerhoff, have you ever met him? You ever meet him?
He's a gem.
He's a gem, and he loves the NFL. Like, he loves it, and he's so good at his job and the rest of the crew that he puts together. So when they reached out, I'm like, absolutely, I'll do it. And Westwood One helps with the affiliates list for my daily
radio show. Yep.
And so the guests that I have on there for the halftime, frequently I'll have here first, and then we'll play the highlights of that interview back on Monday nights. And so it's just a relationship that works in so many different ways. It really does.
Well, I appreciate you making the time, because obviously you're very, very busy with the NFL Network, Roku Daily, and Monday Night Football. So thank you for giving me some time, and enjoy the season. I'm sure I'll have you on later on as we get deep into what we all love, the NFL season.
Reach out whenever you want, Jimmy.
I will. Thanks. And enjoy Aaron Judge on Apple TV Friday night. You have Apple TV at home? You're good to go for that?
Say that again?
Do you have Apple TV at home? You're good to go for that?
Actually, the reason why I didn't say anything about that is I'm living in a rental house, because my regular house is under construction right now.
Uh-oh.
People need to know that. But I'm in a rental spot that does not have.
And here's the problem. I can't even say to you, go watch it at a bar. The bars don't have Apple TV. There you go.
I mean, it's just, so I have one TV in the house. The other day I had the app on through, I do have Apple TV there. So I have and I also don't want to say that with me being a Roku guy yet. So,
well, the game's on Apple TV, whether you work for Roku, Peacock, wherever.
No. I'm just talking about, that's how I'm watching the Sunday games.
Right.
App through that, you know,
right.
And So at any rate.
Well, if you get it on your phone, you get it on an iPad, you get it on a laptop.
There it is.
You'll survive.
Thanks,
all right.
Jim. Take care,
Rich. Be well. Thank you.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
All right, joining me now, as he does every week for the Train of Thought segment right here on the SI Media Podcast, my buddy Sal Licata from WFAN Radio in New York, SNY TV in New York, probably in a good mood because the Mets clinched a playoff spot, so maybe we'll get a happy Sal this week. Sal, how's it going?
You should know me better than that. I'm actually annoyed that Scherzer came out of a perfect game after six innings, for goodness sake.
I mean, I'd be with you there, but it's his first start after the DL. That's what every single team and every organization does now. So
it's right, though, or that I have to like it. Like, I understand it, but it sucks. Come on. It's bad for the sport.
Speaking of things you must not like, I'm 2-0 in our best bets. I believe you're 0-2. So we look forward to hearing what you got coming later in the pod.
Two things on that. One, I am bothered by it. Number two, I have to actually start paying attention to this. Number three, doing these picks on a Tuesday or Wednesday, I know you too. It drives you nuts as well. It's hard to make picks. Yeah. Like, I usually do it Friday or Sunday morning at that. But either way, I got to bounce back.
Yeah, you can find one game that will hold for the next 5 days.
Apparently I can't. I'm 0 for 2.
Matt Ryan is shot. The Colts were your best bet last week. I watched a lot of that game. He's shot. So don't pick them again. That's all.
Wait till you hear this week's best bet. I'm done.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Sal had the Colts. I had the Lions. So I had an easy one. It was nice. Speaking of something not easy and not nice, well, let me set this up real quick. We're gonna read a bunch of the reviews from Apple. So last week I said leave reviews on Apple, and leave a Twitter name or an email. We're giving away some Brady brand underwear and stuff like the Brady band shirt. You guys came through in a big way, so I have a lot of reviews to read, and then we're going to do the actual giveaway. So I'm old, right? I'm very old. I do things the old way. So I actually, if you're on YouTube, this is good. If you're listening, sorry for the horrific experience. I wrote out everyone's name who left the review. There's a lot here. I'm going to put them in a hat, pick 5 winners. We do it old school here. So we'll do that at the end. So stick around for that. Before we get to the reviews, just one thing. I went again to a sports bar on Sunday. Went to a different one than week one. Watched all the games, had a great time. There were no issues in the sports bar, but I had later in the day, because I usually don't check Twitter at all during the 1 o'clock games. Later in the day, I checked Twitter and I saw people complaining about DirecTV. And then I saw today or yesterday, they're giving a refund. Did you have a problem, and what was the problem?
Yes. So you didn't see a problem at the bar because they probably just had regular DirecTV. The problem was with the stream. Now,
okay.
I did not know that it was an issue. I'm assuming, okay, my Wi-Fi is acting up. Although it was weird because I was watching another game via, you know, Apple TV, which is streamed as well, and no issue there. But I just assume, oh, something must be happening with it. I got to reset it. Slow. Let's update the thing. So I'm doing that. And then it comes back on. It's still blacked out. And then a friend was texting me that DirecTV has issues. So I was like, oh, okay, now it makes sense. So, yeah, the stream went out. And usually if it goes out, it goes out for a little while. This was out for quite a bit of time.
So the so it was the streaming service, not if you were just watching it on your regular TV. So that's why
it was DirecTV streaming service. Now, are they giving automatic refunds or I actually got to waste the time and call?
I have no idea because I don't have DirecTV and I wasn't affected by it. So I didn't really read the stories.
Yeah, and you don't have DirecTV because?
They put 28 holes in my roof and wouldn't reimburse me the $3,000 I had to pay to get it fixed. So fuck
that. Do you think people, all right, nobody's going to hear of DirecTV anymore once they lose the Sunday ticket, at least in my world they won't.
I mean, listen, I feel bad because I don't want people losing jobs, but I really can't wait for all of the Sunday ticket subscribers to cancel next year.
Right.
I just, you have regular cable and then you have DirecTV solely for Sunday ticket. Is that your setup?
So I have regular cable and because of where my old apartment was, I was not able to get DirecTV.
Oh yeah. You better not tell the rest of this story.
Well, saying they allowed me to get streaming service. So I've had that since.
But you're technically not supposed to have it. I don't want to, ruin
it. Edit this out, Shelby, because I don't want to hear any shit from DirecTV or anybody else. I need to get through this final 15 weeks here. I've made it 3 years.
You're good to go. The scam is over after this year.
I paid already. We should be good to go. I get the full streaming service. But you have to be eligible. And I was because I lived in an apartment for a long time. So since I lived in the city and then even with my wife, so that's why I've had the stream service for many years.
I have to say the sports bar has been great. You know, I really missed it the 2 years with COVID. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. The only problem with you go to the sports bar is they put the freaking sound on the Jets or the Giants, And
well, that's part of the problem, and that's why we haven't gotten together yet through 2 weeks because I know you don't want to watch them, the Jets and the Giants, and I kind of have been weaning off of out-of-town football for the moment because I got to focus on Jets or Giants, believe it or not.
That's horrible. This week the Giants play on Monday night, so you will get two non-New York games in New York on Sunday, which will be good. All right, let me read these Apple reviews. So here's a general theme that comes through in these reviews and that I hear from people outside of the reviews who just listen to the podcast is that they like when we just banter. And I think reading the reviews could lead to some banter. This isn't just for me to stroke my ego because these are all like good reviews. Now, here's the other thing that I don't understand with freaking Apple. I said to everyone last week, go leave a 5-star review, write whatever you want, but leave the 5 stars and then I'll read them and you're in the contest for the Brady brand underwear. We're going to have the drawing right here. I got the Yankee hat. And I got all these nice reviews, all these 5-star reviews, but my rating stays at 4.5. I can't get to 4.6 on Apple. It's depressing. It's not depressing. You get a rating based on all of the stars that people leave.
If you get multiple 5-star ratings, how is it not going up?
Because there's so many, because the pod has been here, is in existence for so long back from the Deitch days that there's so many reviews that you would need a lot of reviews to bump it up.
It's like batting average.
You're not a lot. Yeah. But meanwhile, the average star rating was much higher, but then I think something happened where like all these Trump people came and left me 1-star reviews and it brought it down. Yeah.
So. They stuffed the ballots with banners.
Yeah. and they didn't cover it up. Like every review was like, go MAGA, go Trump, 1-star. So, it is what it is. All right, let me read some of these reviews here. On Air Hokey. I've been all in on this podcast since the Deitch days. Jimmy brings a different vibe to the endeavor, but the content and personality have me looking forward to each episode. The pod is entertaining and educational to anybody that is interested in sports media as a career. As someone who has worked as a small sportscaster in this business for 28 years and now teaches at the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, I implore my students to listen to the SI Sports Media podcast to stay on top of what's going on in the industry. Jimmy strikes conversational tone with his guests that makes for good interviews. The show has a New York slant to things, which may annoy some, but I think that's part of this show's charm. Full disclosure, I'm not a wrestling or sports betting guy, but I still enjoy the content and often learn something, some new things. The Train of Thought segment is a fun way to end each show. The banter between Jimmy and Sal and their pop culture takeaways provide the levity that leaves me in a better mood. Thank you and keep it up, boys. So that was very nice.
I'm glad somebody's in a better mood after listening to this.
The funny thing about the pop culture stuff is, you know, as I get older, it's amazing how, like I said 2 weeks ago, like I didn't know the first two pickers on College Game Day. It makes me feel. And this week I had heard of the guy, Luke Combs. Like I've heard of him. Wouldn't know him if he fell on me.
Country singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't guess. Do that. Yeah. All right. Kelly Crampton. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman made a huge difference on Monday Night Football. I only watched the Manning cast last year because of the regular booth was so dreadful. I am now back to the regular booth because of Buck and Aikman. By the way, the biggest mistake that Sal made was hitting the snooze button, not taking a one-year-old to a baseball game or being in three different fantasy leagues. So what that reference is we had Sal oversleep and get to his 2 a.m. WFAN radio show late one night, brought a 1.5-year-old to a Met game, which was a disaster, and he's in three fantasy leagues after saying he was going to do none. So, all
right. The snooze, by the way, for the record, was not the biggest mistake. I'll tell you that right now. I enjoy that extra hour of sleep. 2 hour show. I'm sorry. I needed that.
God, that's too funny. There's a fly in my house and it's driving me crazy. Okay. Baba Booey 4040. You know, I never used to care for Jimmy as a podcaster when he first started because he was such a curmudgeon. But then I had a hard look in the mirror and realized I was also a curmudgeon, which made me appreciate Jimmy so much more. Keep on rocking in the free world. P.S. I think I could do a better job than Sal for Train of Thoughts.
You should give him a shot. I won't be here next week. I'll tell you, I love that review. That is a great review. You looked in the mirror, you said, you know what? I'm a curmudgeon too. I love that. Accountability. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. So either you like it or you don't. That's life.
But I feel like Seinfeld, like, how can anyone not like me? I don't understand that. Although now I'm understanding why some people don't, but screw them.
Yeah. All you need to do is get on Twitter for 5 minutes and you'll see how many people don't like you. Bummy 522. Now, the title of this review is Sal. So let's see what we got cooking here.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Look forward to your 15 minutes with Sal more than any other podcast content out there. Holy shit, that's a compliment. Your interviews with the TV guys like Al Michaels and Troy Aikman are elite. Is Al as nice as he comes across in the interview? Al is phenomenal. I wish I could release the emails Al sends me publicly, but Al is a trip. Betting references galore. Keep them coming. Less wrestling. You are a sports media guy. You need to be in at least one fantasy football league. If the underwear is good enough for Tom Brady, it's good enough for me. I'm not doing any fantasy leagues. I'm telling you, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. I'll never go back. And Al Michaels is a freaking riot. That's all I can tell you.
I will say this on the record. I want you to hold me to it. I will officially, I'm like Brett Favre here. I'm announcing my retirement again. I will not do fantasy. I'm not coming back anymore. I'm done after this year with all three teams, and I'm not going back. That's it.
You're in three leagues.
I know, but I need peace. I need. What? I don't even pay attention to it the way that I used to. I'm out. I'm done.
What is your, after 2 weeks, what is your current record in each league?
I mean, it's hard to keep up. I want, you know, at least a couple of wins of the three of them. I'm not bad.
I thought maybe you were 0-2 in all three leagues, and that's why.
No. I think I'm 0-2-1, 2-0 in another, and 1-1 in the other.
All right, let's get back to these reviews. Sam in Florida, 23, enjoyed your Al Michaels interview. Always seems to have interesting discussions with your guests. Continued success. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hamlet 12, SI Media Podcast is a must listen every week. The pod has improved tremendously since Jimmy took it over for Richard, Twitter exile Deitch. Deitch is back on Twitter, though. He's not really mixing it up with people, but he is back to tweeting, so that's good to see. Great guests for the most part. I could do without the wrestling chatter, but you can't win every week. Lastly, love the segment with Sal. He sounds like a dad with young kids every week, annoyed about things he shouldn't be annoyed about and hearing about things he would have heard about if he wasn't drowning in Sesame Street. Keep up the good work. The funny thing is Sal only has one kid. Sal only has one kid. If he had two, he'd be finished.
Oh, my God.
Sal only has one, and he's struggling.
I have a story for you. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it, but I'll just insert it here real quick. So I got invited to go to AEW Wednesday night at Arthur Ashe by my buddy Brian Myers, formerly known as Kurt Hawkins. Great seats. I'm like, sure, I'll go. Unfortunately, I had also put in for tickets for my wife and I to go see Andy Cohen watch What Happens Live. naturally, it's the same friggin' day. So I had to text Brian and say, hey, man, I hate to do this, but I can't go because I got tickets to go watch Andy Cohen for my wife on Wednesday.
First of all, don't you work? How are you doing this?
Well, I work till 6:30. Then I will have the evening free and then back on radio at 2 a.m.
Okay, so you were going to go to AEW at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens for the wrestling, the Wednesday night show, and instead you'll be watching someone plead the fifth with Andy Cohen. And that Andy, so the Andy Cohen show, when I am curious though, when you to give me a review, because that studio is smaller than your like TV room.
Hearing it's like only 16 people in the studio audience.
Now here's the key with this. Do you know who the guests are? Because like if it's a good guest.
My wife knows. They're from like some crappy reality show, Beverly Hills Housewives or something. I'm not going for me. I'm going for my wife. This is me. You know what this is? This is me trying to butter her up for the Mets postseason run in October, where I'm not going to be around, where they're playing games, football season, Mets playoffs, Yankees playoffs. Let's go see Andy Cohen and get off my back for a day or two at least.
If you went to letter, if you get a good guest on the show, then it's all right. You got it. You're a disaster.
Gee, for her, it's a good guest.
You're a disaster.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Oh, this is a good one. RMHRR2. This podcast does a great job of sharing the behind the scenes workings of sports broadcasting, especially the deals with networks, broadcasters' rights. Although Jimmy may not be the insider getting all that information all the time, he brings those insiders on here to talk about it. I've enjoyed this podcast for years, and I'm looking forward to when Jimmy has the information about the new NFL deal, particularly Sunday Ticket, or whatever it is going to be moving forward. I'm still hoping for individual team packages. I would love that, too. Although I'm not a wrestling fan, Jimmy's approach to wrestling makes those interviews bearable. He's also making me yearn for the day sports gambling is legal nationwide. Keep up the good work, and double Sal's pay for this show. If you draw me for the Brady Underwear deal, you can find me on Twitter. So we're going to double your, so I'd be happy to double it. We're going to double zero. So you got now.
Oh, right. God.
Backstroke 03. Jimmy, I literally laughed out loud when you described Sal turning his back to protect himself and his daughter from a home run ball that was caught at the warning track. Al Michaels was fantastic as always. I don't know how you get these great guests, but you've been on a roll lately. And something about the Brady Underwear. If you missed it, shame on you for not listening to the segment. Sal was at a Met game in left field, ball comes flying. He thinks it's going to hit him in the stands. He ducks. He's holding his daughter, and the ball goes to the weird warning track. Beautiful. This is a long one here. The shooter. SI Media Podcast is not just bringing you behind the scenes with your favorite broadcasters and sports media personalities. It does so on a level that even people who don't work in the business can get into and comprehend. Jimmy Trainor does a great job interviewing all his guests, doing so in a friendly, conversational, and accessible manner, but he's also not afraid to go out on a limb and ask in-depth questions. The most recent episode with Al Michaels brought out more great nuggets from Al's career, even though he's been on the pod before. Jimmy and WFAN Salicata bring their unique perspective to the Train of Thought segment each week. It's like hanging out in your basement bar with two of your favorite buddies laughing and busting chops about each other's personal ups and downs while sharing a variety of sports opinions. So glad I picked up on this podcast during the early days of the pandemic. I like that someone got it from. There's one thing I don't understand, and I don't want to say anything negative. This is a beautiful review, but this is nothing to do. This just reminds me. We need to stop with everything being the basement. I don't even have a basement. Like, people say this person's doing this in the basement. You know, this person's negative writing this in their this thing with the basement. I just, that reference to me is just so tight. I know what this guy was saying, a bar in the basement, but I just.
In this particular case, I don't mind it because you're saying you're hanging out with your buddies in the basement. I mean, when you come over to my house, we're hanging out, you know, it's technically the basement, I guess. I mean, right?
I don't know. I don't think of that as a basement. You got like a 5,000 inch TV with.
Movie
recliners.
Yeah, it is technically the basement, but I get what you're saying.
Here's a review we could have some fun with. Literally leaving 5 stars for the Brady underwear. This is here. Okay, show. I don't know. Wally Bunker. Literally leaving 5 stars for the Brady underwear. The guests are pretty good, sometimes insightful. It's tough when there's 16 sports media podcasts out there. Jimmy's football is the only season that matters. Attitude is nauseating sometimes. Sal is okay. People outside of the New York City area don't really care for Mad Dog. Okay, so football is the only season that matters.
Sal's okay, by the way.
Sal will take okay. You didn't call him a shithead or right. It tastes terrible, so he'll take okay.
That's the nicest and thing you've ever said to me.
People outside of New York are caring about Mad Dog because of First Take. So, you know, be careful there.
I am curious though. So, like, you see where these are all coming from?
There's no areas right on them. All right, here's another one. John Column. No doubt, entering 3 fantasy leagues is way worse for Sal. Taking a 16th month old to a Met game is one day of pain. 3 fantasy leagues is 4 months of agony.
Excellent point.
That's
very well said. Excellent point.
Let's see. Here we got Chili 1034. I think Jimmy and I could be good friends. Jimmy is a big fan of the Seinfeld and The Office, even though he never brings The Office up. I never bring The Office up. I definitely reference. Well, here's the thing. I love The Office. I put it right there with Seinfeld and Curb. But Seinfeld and Curb are more real life, day to day thing. You know, the Pig Parker. Right. Like, I experience that once a week. The Office is. I mean, there's some things in there that are relatable, like if you work in an office, but I don't anymore, so we're all home. Anyway, I stumbled across this podcast about 6 months ago, and it was always one of the few podcasts I look forward to each week. Sometimes the guests work in a field that I'm not always interested in. It's still an interesting show and very informative. I also might have a gambling problem, so that is something else we might have in common. I would have given the show 5 stars anyway, but there's a bonus giveaway this week if you give Jimmy 5-star rating. Jimmy seems to like more of the earlier Seinfeld episodes. While they are great, I certainly enjoy the later ones. Top 5 are The Strike, The Slicer, The Strong Box, The Gum, and of course The Chinese Restaurant. The Chinese Restaurant's an early one. Those are all later. I will go to my... I don't love the last two seasons of Seinfeld. I'm sorry.
I love them all, but the middle there is the problem.
2 through 4.
That's a lot of gum.
Yeah, but that's one of the later ones. The dinner party... The parking garage, I love all those. The Chinese restaurant, like he said, the contest. Gary, FFF, great interview with Al Michaels, wide-ranging, great anecdotes and humor. Enjoyed the chat with Sal too. Okay, this one's good. Seaborg, 2323, then we'll move on. As a former local TV talking head, this is my one go-to sports media podcast. Jimmy gets great guests and lets them talk. Thank you. My only suggestion, wrestling out, soccer in. Lastly, Sal has been a great addition to the pod, but can we get him a new parent handbook? Pretty sure chapter 1 will tell you, don't take a toddler to a baseball game. Keep up the great work.
Hey, I learn as we go here. I'm learning.
Actually, let me read you this one too here. This is MNBSYFT. Love the podcast. You could have Ally Michaels on weekly and I would listen. He's such a natural, and such a great listen. Love the train of thought segment each week. As a resident of Maryland, I was not familiar with Sal prior to his podcast appearances. I love that he's a regular part of each week. I could just listen to the two of you talk and be entertained. The conversation flows natural and your friendship is evident. Oh, and this is just my opinion as a mom of two teen boys. Having three fantasy teams is worse than taking a 16-month-old to a Mets game. You have one bad time at a game and potentially a bad evening. You have 18-plus weeks of fantasy. Enough said. Your pod is a weekly must-listen. So there's a consensus there.
That's a great one. Yeah. All good reviews, but that one was, I like that one a lot.
Steve Howe, too. Jimmy, love the podcast and enjoy the SI Daily article. Always enjoy whenever a Stern Show reference is said on the podcast. Sal talking about Burkhardt made me think that no one is mentioning Burkhardt for interviewing Baba Booey after the first pitch. As Gary said, that took it out of the Stern world and brought it to the whole world. Keep up the great work. That is true. The infamous Baba Booey first pitch wasn't really shown before the game. They showed it during the in-game interview when Kevin Burkhardt was the Mets sideline reporter. Now, last week, Sal shared a story where he texted Burkhardt, never heard back. Have you heard back from Burkhardt?
No, I didn't follow up with anything. People here that I talked to at SNY were like, oh, there's no way. He must have not gotten your text. There's no way he would snub you. I think I was snubbed.
Yeah, I think you are too.
Now, you putting all these people who have written a review, they're getting an opportunity to go in that hat?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
I know. Let me just read a couple here. These are shorts over here. I would not give you a 5-star review. I don't know what this means. Lest anyone think I would not give you a 5-star review. Great throwback to the Al interview. What a great conversation with Al Michaels. Also love Sal. He's the busiest man in radio. How does he do it? Overnights 1 week, mornings the next, and SNY always. He must never know if he's coming or going. Ain't correct. That the goddamn truth?
Yeah. And then you wonder why I hit the snooze button. You guys want to give me shit for falling asleep for an hour.
Great pod. Carl 1021. Jimmy gets great guests. Enjoy the train of thoughts with Sal. You can't take a baby to a game, Sal. Come on. And appreciate the Seinfeld and Curb references. Keep it up.
And now you tell me. I mean, obviously after the fact.
I have a feeling Sal's not taking his daughter to a game for about 3 years. That's
right. Exactly.
All right. So I appreciate everyone. I'm going to do this very quickly. Got the Yankee hat here. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. I'm just going to pick five. I'm going to mix these up. Five names. Five people who left a review, which I just read, will win the Brady Brand hat. So we got here at Bummy 522. Just so everyone knows, this is legit. We've got at, I can't even say that name, Hala Johnny. Let me pick three more. Sal, give me your thoughts on the double. Did you like the Monday night doubleheader overlap?
No. And truth be told, I was watching mostly Mets last night because they clinched their first playoff berth since 2016, only the 10th in franchise history. Scherzer was perfect in his return through six innings, so I was really locked in on that. And once I saw the scores on the other games, I was like, yeah, why bother? The Bills are crushing the Titans. Hurts, look good, whatever. But I told you, I'd rather have it separate. I wish it was a 10 o'clock start. I could have got more into it.
Well, because you stay up late. Yeah. So, all right, got the other winners here. Video at Video Expo, at Sean Rashu, and at Gary 1012. So those are the winners. They'll reach out, look at the Brady Brand stuff. My thanks to Brady Brand for doing that. My thanks to Sal. Now, we just read all these reviews of people loving Sal and the banter. Sal's not going to be with us next week. Now, you're going away for a few days to someone's 40th birthday party. Can you handle that? Are you going to be too tired or what's this?
No, look, dude, honestly, like I need a staycation. I need off for like a week just to regroup. But I am going to look for, once I'm there, I'll look forward to it. It is in San Francisco. So now I'm flying across the country on a Saturday, leaving my wife and baby, going to hang out with my friends. I am going to see the Mets and A's, and I'm going to see the Giants. I don't know who the hell they're playing, but at least I get to check those two ballparks off the list. It'll be fun, but it's a lot. And then I come back, and right as I get off the plane, I'm going to have the overnight that night. So it's a lot.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait for you to be on in 2 weeks. All right. Oh, and I was a terrible friend, and last week did not mention it was Sal's birthday over the weekend. Bad job by me.
How did you even find out about that? I got a text from him. How did you know?
I have my ways.
I don't know. These birthday things, people are just wishing me happy birthday. I was like, how the hell do you know? I didn't say anything of it, but whatever.
And did anything special go on your birthday?
No. Nothing special. It's, as you get older, it's like, why bother? Yeah. I'm not one of those take off on my birthday, although maybe I should be. each year as we get older, maybe we should be celebrating. It's just like, it's not the same anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy belated and enjoy San Francisco. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And
do you want the best bet or what? Are we doing the best bet?
Look at me. Terrible host. Yes.
We have to let it go because I know I'm not going to win and you're looking for 3-0.
I'm 2-0. You're 0-2. I'll let you go first.
I'm taking the Colts again. And I know what you're thinking. I'm an idiot. The line to me screams Chiefs are going to roll them. I can't believe it's going to be that bad for the Colts. I believe in Matt Ryan. I believe in that offensive line. I believe they'll be able to run the football. Now, I hope Pittman comes back and is healthy. I haven't seen the latest on his status. I know he was out last week. That's a big loss for them. They have to bounce back. If not, so, Frank Reich should be fired immediately. They're getting, what, 6.5 at home?
You're a pisser. You cracked me up.
I have to stick with my double down. I should have doubled down on the damn Jets last week, and I'm mad I didn't. I am doubling down on the Colts. If I lose this, I will completely reassess my thought process going into week 4. I want the Colts at home.
Okay. The talk show host just came out on you because you said something so absurd it's off the charts. But let me set it up. It's the Colts are +6.5 at home against the Chiefs. You said if the Colts lose, Frank Reich should be fired. You're going to fire the guy for losing to the Chiefs, probably the second best team in football behind the Bills?
No, but for tying with the Texans and for getting shut out against the Jaguars. Well, they can't.
Then you should have fired him this week. Then you should have fired him this week.
Right. Well, I understand that. That is
true. Here's the problem. If you've watched the Colts, Matt Ryan is shot, so you're in trouble.
No way. Don't you dare disparage Matty Ice like that. He's shot.
I'm going to go with the Ravens -3 at New England. The Ravens, I think, obviously need to get last week out of their system. And they will, because this is a good matchup for them. The Patriots have no offense whatsoever. The Dolphins were able to come back because Tua was chucking it all over the place with Tyreek Hill and Waddle. The Patriots have none of that. The Ravens are going to be angry, feisty. The Patriot offense is putrid and barely were able to beat Mitchell Trubisky. So I like a big bounce back for the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, listen, I hate betting against Belichick. It's a rule that I have that I usually don't. But -3, that's it. They just got to win by a field goal. I have a feeling this is going to be a big win here for the Ravens. So I got the Ravens -3 in New England. I don't know what's with the voice today. Sal's got
more.
Yeah, seriously. Sal's got the
Colts,
lifeless Colts
at home.
+6.5, giving up 50 to Mahomes and the Chiefs.
And you have my word. If they lose this game, I'm not bringing them up again. I feel bad for Matty Ice, but if they lose this game, or don't cover at least, they got to at least cover for me.
I will text you on Tuesday or Wednesday to send me a best bet, even though you're not on next week. We'll keep it rolling.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Be well, Sal. Take care.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later.
All right, that wraps it up for this week's episode of the SI Media Podcast. Many, many thanks to Rich Eisen. Always fun to chat with him. My thanks to Sal Licata. We'll see him in 2 weeks. If you missed any recent episodes, go into the archives. Give a listen to Andrew Marchand from the New York Post last week on all of the latest sports media news. Al Michaels a couple of weeks ago. Matthew Berry on his move from ESPN to NBC. Roman Reigns from the WWE. All recent guests right here on the SI Media Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review. All right, we'll see you next week. Right here on the SI Media Podcast. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.